Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Jim, I had a strange dream last night.
It wasn't another one about a giant snake wearing a vest rolling a donut, was it?
No, thankfully. In this one, I was at my high school reunion and both Jason Isbell and Bruce Springsteen were performing.
Wow, that is strange, Patrick. Did they put on a good show?
It wasn't bad. Could have used a little more Las Vegas.
Okay, Patrick, we are starting to wind down now on the listener calls from on the 2020 favorites. We still have a few more to get in, but we're getting close now to the bottom of the well. I don't mean to say it that way. That was a bad way to say it. You know what I'm saying.
Still talking?
Yeah, I know. These are all quality calls. Don't get me wrong. But you know what I'm getting at.
I think I know what you're saying.
You know, the end of the stack.
That's right. Let's just say that. Have you been taking antihistamine or something?
I don't know. A lot of cough syrup.
That's right.
Okay, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we're going to play you today three messages from listeners talking about their favorite music of 2020.
Excellent.
And first up is this one.
Happy holidays, Jim, Pat, and the interns. For what was a lousy year otherwise, this was actually a great year of music. And this is Jason from New York City. My favorite thing of the entire year was Tom Petty, Wildflowers, and all the rest. I was glad that the Petty estate and Rick Rubin decided to finalize that. My favorite album of the year was probably Jason Isbell, Reunions. I liked the whole thing, I guess my favorite song was Dreamsicle. And I also love Bruce Springsteen, again, the whole album, but Ghost is one of the best songs he's done in a while, and can't wait to hopefully see that live at some point in the future. Thanks again, and I hope you guys have a great holiday and a happy new year. Thanks.
Okay, that is Jason from New York.
Thank you, Jason, man. Good to hear from you. And I'll say one thing, Jim. I thought what Jason said was pretty interesting to me. I liked the whole thing, right? He said that a couple times. Mm-hmm. And what's cool about that to me is that, you know, how many artists and bands have we talked to and talked about where it's like, I got to drop, you know, three singles right now on Spotify and streaming, and that's kind of the way people are introduced to your album. But if you like the first three and then you like the whole thing, that's pretty good. And I think in our current age, that's a kind of a good mark of quality. So I appreciate Jason calling in and also saying that. I mean, that really resonated with me. I think that's really important. Like, you've really done something if you can make the whole thing good.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, very, very good. So it sounded to me like his favorite new album, not counting the Tom Petty reissue, his favorite new album was the Jason Isbell Reunions. So I know there are a lot of fans of that record. The song Jason particularly liked is Dreamsicle.
Guess we're leaving town again. We're moving out, moving in. Gotta break the news to all my friends, but they won't care. They'll just find another face to fall behind, take my place, and run way past second base and just stand there. A dreamsicle on a summer night in a folding lawn chair. Witches ring around the moon, better get home soon. Poison oak and poison ivy, dirty jokes that blew right right by me. Mama curling up beside me, crying to herself. Why can't daddy just come home? Forget whatever he did wrong. He's in a hotel all alone and we need help. A dream circle on a summer night in a folding lawn chair. I'm still packing up my room, gotta get home soon.
Couple things about the pandemic. I'm sure Isbell probably had some big tour planned and that all had to be scrapped. And I think it's unfortunate because I think he writes the kind of songs that you want to hear live.
Yeah.
So there's that. But also, you know, hearing the imagery in a lot of his songs, like that's a good example, is also kind of bittersweet right now because you picture people doing things. You know what I mean?
And yeah,
It's just so weird, right? It's so bizarre. Like, I remember when we used to do things.
Yeah, well said, Jim. And also, you know, those images of transition, right? Yeah. I mean, I think we're all kind of frozen in time right now. So
That's a good point, too. Yeah.
Just hoping for something better around the horizon. Lovely.
It is. Okay, now, the other music that Jason mentioned, I think he mentioned this as one of his favorite albums, but I'm going to actually take this as his favorite song of the year because he really talked about one particular song and how much he loved it, and that's on the Springsteen album Letter to You. It's the song Ghost. And I gotta tell you something, this was a very I'm using the past tense, that may even be true, this is a very strong contender for my song of the year. And I was really thinking I was gonna pick it, but now that Jason's picked it, I'm probably gonna move on to something else.
Wow,
but I gotta tell you, this to me is one of my favorite. It's a fantastic Springsteen song, and I think it's one of those kind of pleasure center songs. It just hits all those right buttons. It's exactly what you want from this artist, okay?
These are all the reasons I loved Springsteen.
Yes. Yep, right here.
I hear the sound of your guitar.
It's just one of those songs that just gets your blood pumping. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and I love
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
And I think a lot of fans, when this album came out, like me, immediately identified this. This would be the song he would probably open the set with if he were touring on this album. You know what I mean?
Totally right. Yeah. Well said. And you know, one thing, Jim, that I think is important to note here, at least from a personal level, is that, you know, two artists I could never, you know, live without. Like, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Van Morrison and Bruce Springsteen, right?
Yep.
Two of the, like, pillars of my entire existence. And they're still going, right? They're still making stuff. And that's one of the things I love about those guys. You know, every now and then they catch something beautiful like this, and man, that was so great. Yeah, it really is a great song.
I thought you were going to say they've gone in very different directions in their older age, but that's another that's a topic for another
that's
time.
That's a whole different podcast.
That's right. That's right. Okay, let's move on to the second caller, and I think you're going to hear a consistent theme. on these calls. All right.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Patrick. It's Jesse Jackson over in Dallas, Texas, your buddy from Set Listing Bruce. I just listened to the latest episode where Lily Holly got some love, and I want to second that. She was one of my favorite albums this year. Also, Jason Isbell reunions. I keep listening. It Gets Easier over and over again, even though I do not have a substance abuse issue. I do have my own demons. I think all of us do. And the idea of it gets easier, but it's never easy, is a great message for both 2020 and possibly 2021. And of course, you know, the greatest gift we got as a Springsteen fan was Letter to You at the end of the year, and an amazing album, an amazing documentary. And if I had to pick one song from that, and I would love, I love all of them. If I Was a Priest was especially a pretty answer. But 1 Minute You're Here is a very special song that almost seems like a goodbye to all the people we've lost in 2020 and through the years in Springsteen's family, rock and roll family, and all of us. As always, guys, I love the podcast. I listen every day. I don't always give you guys updates, but I am here. I am listening, and I hope you and all your listeners have a safe and healthy 2021. Appreciate it. Yikes. I was so dumb. This is Jesse again. I meant I'll see you in my dreams from Letter to You, not 1 Minute You're Here. I do not know why I had a brain fart, though they're all pretty good. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, there you go. I just had to do a quick correction, I think. So.
Yeah, totally. And I'll tell you, Jim, you know, I've seen Jesse in my dreams recently. And one of the reasons I'll say that, and don't take this the wrong way, because I love that guy. He's fantastic. And I so appreciate what he's done. And also that, you know, somebody like Jesse, who we know had some health challenges, man, it's even more dangerous, right? During this time. But remember that time we hung out with him and
yes,
we just ate breakfast in a diner? That was amazing. Like, I want to do that again.
That was so much fun.
My God, that was one of the greatest breakfasts of all time. So
that was so much fun. That was back on the old show when we were traveling yeah, through Texas and meeting interesting people. And we hung out with yeah, Jesse because he was a Springsteen podcaster. And that was a fun interview we did with him. So anyway.
Yeah, if I want to go to a happy place, that's where I go.
Okay, so I want to play this one Isbell song off that same album because I thought what he said was really, really compelling here. So it's called It Gets Easier.
Last night I dreamed that I'd been drinking. Same dream I have about twice a week. I had one glass of wine, I woke up feeling fine, and that's how I knew it was a dream. Last night I dreamed that I'd been drinking. Cold burn whiskey down my throat. My hand turned into a rattlesnake, and I laughed myself awake, and that's how I knew it was a joke.
Okay, the reason I wanted to play that song is because I really like what Jesse had to say, which is you know, I think most people get this, but it's like the song in this case, you know, Jason obviously is a well-known history with alcoholism and so on. And so it's, you know, obviously to him, it's a very personal and very specific song, but yet you don't have to take it that way as the listener, right? You can apply that to some other aspect of your life. And that's one thing I really love about pop music.
Well, and, you know, I think working on different levels, right, is super important.
Yeah.
It's always been a facet of pop music, you know, from Chuck Berry on. I've been reading the Peter Guralnick book, and I had to rush read it, you know, to be honest, when we recorded the interview with Peter, which, if no one's heard, go back and please listen to it. But, you know, that's kind of a constant theme in a lot of music. And I think Isbell knows how to do that, right?
Right.
He's like an Elvis Costello, you know, quality songwriter in my book.
Yeah. So, all right. I also like what Jesse had to say about the Springsteen song, I'll See You in My Dreams, and how that applies to, you know, the year we have endured. So let's save that for the playout song. I think
that's
that'd be
a good
playout
idea
for this episode. Okay.
Perfect.
Now, one more call today.
Okay.
And it has nothing to do with Isbell or Springsteen.
Or breakfast.
I don't think so. Maybe. I don't know. I can't say for sure.
Okay.
Hey, Jim and Patrick and the Rock in the Suburbs community. This is Christian Duchateau calling from the suburbs of Atlanta, Georgia, to talk a little bit about my favorite music of 2020. My favorite albums, probably a tie between Fleet Foxes and Run the Jewels. I know you've talked about those albums before on previous episodes, so I was going to spend my time talking about my favorite song of the year, Keep Me a Space by Glass Vegas, a Scottish band. The song itself really struck a chord with me, and this year it has this signature Glass Vegas wall of distortion and reverb, lots of chiming guitars, crunchy bass, kind of a tribal drum beat, and the lead singer, James Allen, you can't mistake his thick Scottish brogue that he sings in. The song itself is kind of an ode to a long-lost family member. And it's something maybe we can relate to, at least I certainly did this year during all the upheaval and news of the pandemic. So I'd give it a listen. It's a great song, and I'm really looking forward to their new album in the coming year. And I also want to say a real heartfelt thank you to the Rock in the Suburbs community, because I listened to the podcast a lot this year. I was training for a marathon, and I listened to the show practically every day when I ran, and I put in a lot of miles training for the Marine Corps Marathon this year. The race itself was canceled due to the pandemic. I was really hoping to get out to DC to see the sights and maybe even hook up with Jim and Patrick at an event maybe next year or in sometime in the future. But I put in a lot of good miles with the show, found a lot of good music thanks to the fans and the community. And I just really want to say thank you to everybody for taking part. And I think of the show as a friend, and everybody that's part of it as a friend as well. So I wish you all a healthy and good new year, and I look forward to much more great music with all of you. So everybody, keep on rocking the suburbs in 2021. Talk to you later.
Isn't that a nice call from Christian? I don't think we've heard from him before.
So. No, I think I have a new crush. I really do. I think I'm crushing really hard right now, Jim.
Yeah. So thank you very much. Don't be a stranger. And of course, if you know, when things get better, if anybody comes out to the DC area, yeah, we'll hang out with you.
Yeah.
We'll hang out with you for sure. And especially if you're buying double.
You can buy as many beers as you want.
Yes, absolutely. So, it'll be great. It'll be great to see people again. And you know, and good job there on the marathon running and all of that. I'm still kind of shocked that like people could listen to us, you know, blather on and on while they're doing something important. But you know, if it works for you, the better.
Maybe it's just kind of that blather in the background that helps you focus on what you're actually doing.
That's right. So that's good. Okay, so anyway, so thanks for all of that. Now,
yeah, I'm in love.
The song he really likes and wants to share is by Glass Vegas. Do you remember this band? Do you know this band? Vaguely, yeah. They kind of made a splash a while back, as I recall, and then I kind of forgot about them. But it looks like they've been putting out music pretty...
Yeah, I can't say I know much.
Yeah. Okay, well, this is a single, I guess, off an album that hasn't come out yet, but this single came out in 2020, and it's called Keep Me a Space. All right, there you go, Las Vegas. Yeah, I was remembering correctly. They had a little bit of a hit back in, looks like 2008. So it's been a while. I haven't thought about them in quite some time. So good to hear they're making something and expecting great things, I guess.
Yeah, excellent. And kind of reminded me of the second side of the Icicle Works debut album. So that's not a bad thing.
Yeah. They're also, obviously, they're Scottish, and so they probably hang out with Stephen Routledge, is my guess, right? They probably have breakfast with him. All right, let's move on to tomorrow. How about that?
That sounds good.
Let's get out of here. All right. We so appreciate all the callers who call in and tell us about their favorite music of 2020.
Yeah.
Probably just a couple more episodes of these to go. We'll have one tomorrow, and then maybe close it out with a couple more next week. All right?
Yeah, and eventually you're going to make your pick, right?
Eventually,
Jim?
Yeah. It's obviously it's not going to be that ghost.
Already,
it's not going to be
ghost. Dropped a few little hints. So
I got to come
excited.
Up with another song. Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick
and
Foster.
And we'll talk to you all tomorrow.
Ba bam.
The road is long and swimming without end. The days go on, I remember you, my friend. And though you're gone, and my heart's been emptied, it seems I'll see you in my dreams. I got your guitar here by the bed. I'll see you in my dreams.
when you're in like therapy or something like that, and they say like, imagine, like picture the place that makes you happiest. You think of the diner with Jesse. That's right. Good.
That was a good day.